Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it!
It's time for episode 652 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed checkpoint 4th of July. You're in the heart of summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. the Sultan of Summer, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
Summer Starred. How's it going, man?
Very well.
Happy birthday to Summer.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Summer's birthday. We celebrate. And I feel like all of July is Summer's birthday. So even though America has had its time, we can still celebrate each day.
So Summer's kind of like an only child, like one of those, you know, who celebrates like the entire month or just gets all the attention for their birthdays.
Yep. Summer's the person who throws themselves their own birthday party.
and declares the entire month is theirs.
Exactly right. But a lot of fun. We're going to get to everyone's 4th of July stories and all that. But first, let's meet our guest. Here she comes now, returning to the chart, charts. You know her from the Frogtown Show in L.A. and so many different television shows. Those are national, gang, international even. Please welcome back to the charts, Emily Maya Mills. Hey, Emily.
Hi. Way. This is a fun water slide.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. Yeah. It wouldn't be summer without you, baby.
Yeah, you either. Have you been doing summer traveling? Have you been going out of the LA area?
Not a ton. Had a real family blow up fight about the fact that nobody else wanted to go on vacation. Oh. So, but you know what I have been doing? I've been going to the beach a lot. It was good. It was cathartic. It was like everybody got heard. But I'm the one who likes to get out and get to the ocean and get to the woods or whatever. So I've just been doing that.
Oh, very cool. And anything exciting on the happening on the beach? Treasure? Dolphins?
Oh, my God. I saw a dude with a motorized surfboard. Are you kidding me? Straight up speedboat for one. Damn. It was crazy. And he was out we watched him surfing and then he came out and brought the, whatever it's called, speedboard out. And it was amazing.
Was he getting like super high off the waves and stuff?
He was. And he's also, you're gliding above, you're ripping. It looks so dangerous. He's going so fast. It looks like a man on a speedboat is just contending with dolphins.
Geez. Yeah. The ocean is plenty of danger down there. But was the motor loud? Was it a loud motor or nice and quiet?
Not that I could tell. So we were at a distance. He was out there on the waves. So hopefully it was quiet because it seems disruptive down below if not.
Yeah. Bother the grouper and stuff. You don't want to do that. As long as it's quiet, I'm for it. And I think it's good that he's staying on the surface because we know that going down deep has its issues as well.
Yeah, it's just repercussions from trying to defy nature, right? To stay on top.
There was one of the guys who, I guess, worked for that submersible company that went down to the Titanic And he had made some kind of joke, or maybe it was one of the passengers that made a joke about if there is a problem down there, you'll be dead before you know it. So like, it was like, you know, just kind of gallows humor about like, yeah, we're going down.
Yeah, it's all good. You don't have time to think about it. I've recently wondered, would we ever know if somebody just panicked in there and was like, get me out.
Right.
And they were like, open the hatch. And they opened the hatch and it was over so fast.
If they did, if any one of them did it, it was probably the teenager kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No patience. No Wi-Fi down there.
Hasn't developed his suspended gratification situation.
Yeah.
Portion of the brain.
But RIP and yeah, better luck to everyone else. And why don't we, we'll get into our music chart now. But first I'm going to wrap the history of recorded music real quick.
Here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs. 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? GPT chat. Did I, it's GPT, right?
GPT, yeah.
Okay.
You've been saying GTP sometimes.
Yeah, I always think that it's GTP. What does that stand for, GPT?
Good question. I actually have no general process. I don't know.
Government pants.
Government pants.
Pants technology.
Government pants. That is perfect. Exactly. Well, we don't use it on the show yet, gang. Don't worry about that. All the content you're hearing is human created.
That's right.
Have you heard that people are the conservatives are mad because it's all the robots all libbed out? But then if you try to get it to outline something, it's like, I can't do that because morally burglary is bad. It like a movie.
You're
like,
wow.
Have you seen a movie?
Yeah, it sounds like Megan already.
Like, oh, wait, you're saying that like copyright reasons or something?
No, it's doing like it ethical just, choices, because, decision making on like,
because,
oh.
Because it has all the history of human knowledge or whatever.
Right.
It's actually making, limited.
It's making moral choices, and that's pissing off conservatives because it goes against.
Yeah, they don't want it to be moral, which is very funny.
It's not bribable. They don't like it.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I saw one like Jordan Peterson or something was ranting because like if you just asked it to describe Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, he was literally mad about the word count, because Joe Biden got more words. Yeah.
Biden gets a paragraph.
Yeah,
Trump only got a phrase.
It was such a weird metric of like claiming that is it's so biased against Donald Trump. He didn't get as many words.
Right.
It's very school. That's like
when they started selling that pizza by the weight.
Well, dollar a word.
Fuck a word. All right. Hey, what's our music chart this week?
Yeah, we're going to Spotify, looking at the top 50. We'll see what people have been streaming this week.
Okay, right on.
Coming in number 5.
Number 5.
Taylor Swift with Cruel Summer.
People dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more.
Whoa, my water just broke. Did you guys hear that someone gave birth at her concert?
Really?
No. Really?
They didn't wheel her out on stage, but yeah, somebody in the audience went into labor.
What?
Yeah.
Knowing how devoted her fans are, I wouldn't be surprised if they planned it that way.
Yeah.
When
she hits this note, it always just makes me want to drop my baby.
Yeah, they consider it a natural birth.
Does the baby get a single or like a any kind of record contract, maybe?
Maybe so. Maybe like Blue, they'll just immediately have the cry on a live recording or something like that.
Yeah, so they can later sue everybody for using their baby cry.
What does that say about her concert that it's as calm as a birthing center?
Seriously.
You know, like it's like it's safe for a baby in there.
It is. I liked it. It's like I never loved pop music a lot because I feel like for me voices are just too bright, like and sunny. Yeah. But I feel like Taylor Swift's got some whiskey in there over the years. She's got a little, there's a little grit on there.
She's maturing.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first billion-dollar tour. They're saying it's going to make $1 billion. This tour.
How many babies?
Holy crap! Yeah.
How many babies will drop?
Billion a baby. One. That was the one magic baby.
You can tell that baby they're one in a billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's billion true.
Dollar baby.
Billion dollar baby.
Hopefully it won't continue. But if it has to happen, I'd rather have it have at her show than say like Insane Clown Posse or something like that.
I bet you Insane Clown Posse have had
a lot
multiple
of births.
Babies.
A lot of births.
Probably those, you know, when they're surprised that they're giving birth, they didn't know they're pregnant.
Yeah, they just dropped it in the woods. I could see a lot of them getting left there. We found them in a blanket at the gathering.
So they throw them in the mosh pit. The baby starts moshing. Yeah.
As many babies were happily found as were happily left behind.
It just evened out. Yeah, every year at the gathering, people leave and take babies.
Instead of breathing exercises, they go whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
They put a bunch of Faygo in a milk bottle and start feeding them. Unless those girls lactate that stuff by now. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
We'll see.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Oh, wow. Blast from the past. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Wow.
This must be July 4th related, you
think?
Yeah,
it's got to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a party track.
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I going to fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick.
That line always makes me laugh because it doesn't rhyme at all.
I know.
Crazy and famous.
And she comes from a famous family. Like, if there's any teen who shouldn't be bothered by stuff, it's like someone who's like Dolly Parton comes over for dinner.
Like,
you sure wonder if you're going to fit in. I think you're going to be okay.
And then the thing that finally clicks her into being okay is a Jay-Z song.
Oh, right. The Jay-Z song is on.
Like, home sweet home. I'm listening to some Jay-Z.
Yeah, that makes her feel nice.
Reminds me of the South.
Right.
That song seems to have held on.
She's scared in L.A., but she's from the South. But a guy from Brooklyn makes her feel good.
Yeah.
That's her Mr. Rogers for calming things down.
Yeah.
All right.
You got more sneakers than Mr. Rogers, tell you that.
Sure, definitely.
Oh, speaking of Mr. Rogers, there's a Mandela effect I just learned about recently. And you tell me in your memory how the song went. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, right? That's how you remember it? Mm-hmm. Apparently the reality they're saying is it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. That's how he always sang it.
Really?
Well, he didn't
Could
hit
you
the
hear
S.
the S? Yeah, I didn't hear the
he
S.
He wasn't hitting
there.
That
I
S.
I never heard that S.
Never.
And that makes no sense to me.
Doesn't.
And then he's also just kind of bragging about his own hood, and it's not universal
it's
anymore.
It's a beautiful day.
Right.
This neighborhood, not yours.
Otherizing all other neighborhoods? No.
Yeah.
I don't believe that about my Mr. Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this gated neighborhood. This mostly white gated neighborhood.
That I, Jay-Z, now live in. Do you think that he changes his shoes when he comes home? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. He probably has like a foyer just full of sneakers.
He's probably got indoor sneakers and outdoor sneakers.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. All Hokas.
All Hokas.
Oh, yeah. Hokas.
Comfort first. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Esteban Armado and Peso Pluma with Ella Baila Sola.
Esa morra, la que anda bailando sola, me gusta pa' mí. Bella, ella sabe que está buena.
Those trumpet players would get kicked out of any other band for being too excitable. Like, wait till the horn part.
Too forward. Yeah.
Yeah, he's singing and they're going.
Yeah. Like, hey, guy, easy. Like, you know, the E Street Band, you got to wait till the horn part, you know?
Yeah.
These guys are all over it. They're just all over papering it. Did you know that mariachi and polka are related?
Because
they
brought the Germans came over.
The Germans brought the accordions.
Right.
And the piccolos down there.
Yeah, and very similar styles of music.
Yeah. But it's listen, they didn't improve polka as much as, like, you know what I'm saying?
As much as polka improved what came before that.
Or that as much as, like, rock is, like, you know, like, it's a new thing from the
right.
Blues.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
Like, they didn't change it that much. And now it's starting to sound cool because they're singing about, you know, narco trafficking, and it sounds more menacing. But yeah, it's taken them a while to
to really to flourish, to really fly.
Yeah,
I don't know. They move me. So does polka. Gets my hips going. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fun.
It's in my bones.
Tell me where the polka shindig is.
That's right. Yeah, I will.
I mean, that's like traditional beer hall drinking music.
That's like Lawrence Welk, the Schmenge brothers. Yeah.
The way in one part of that song. To me, makes the song.
Yeah,
he says it like very excited. Strange.
Yeah.
I love a little surprise in a song.
Yeah,
a little something he didn't expect.
Yeah, he's like he didn't know it was coming either.
Yeah,
speaking of didn't know it. He got hot pokered.
Yeah, the producer's behind him going,
get in there. Those trumpets are taking, don't let those trumpets take over. Let's go.
This is a death match between you and the trumpets.
Yeah. It's a war.
Okay, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Ooh, dropping down to number two, finally. Morgan Whalen, Last Night.
Wow, this one's dropping.
Remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips.
Today's the perfect day for this song, because it's like so much shit goes down at these 4th of July parties.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people losing fingers.
Losing fingers. Guy in South LA lost a hand.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Bang,
tragic.
Bang.
Dang.
And the animals don't like it either.
No, they get real stressed. People either. I was at a little bar next to a bar, outdoor patio next to a bar in Highland Park on the day before, so Monday, and somebody was setting off in the yard, one fence away, just over the fence, setting off full-on skyrockets, just next to everybody eating hot dogs. And
it
was crazy.
It's so weird. I mean,
it's illegal.
My memory of childhood is like fireworks were a big deal. You had to like go some place, like almost on a trip or a road trip to see.
Yeah,
you had, it was worth it. It was
you had to see your dad get into crime for a minute, like cross boundaries you didn't know he would. And
right. Now it's like just every day. I don't know.
I think it's because of southern states. In New Jersey, I didn't see it that much either. But then when you went to the South, there was all this fireworks stuff.
Okay.
I wonder if it comes in from Mexico or I don't know, but it just seems like the southern states are more into fireworks.
Mm. Maybe there's more to like battling over that borderline when it happened that turned into some kind of celebration on both sides where it's like, oh yeah, you want to see my bombs? I'll show you your bombs. I'll show you my bombs.
Oh yeah, could be.
True. Yep.
That's how it happens.
That's how it happens. Try to draw borders and act like they're yours.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, look, happy birthday to this country, but this land's been here for a billion years. Okay?
Baby, yes. Yes. So. Let's celebrate mother.
Yeah, these animals have been here longer than us, too.
Yeah.
We should try to, you know.
Squirrels, turtles. Let's pledge our allegiance
definitely
to them.
The beluga whales.
Belugas.
I've been out there. I've been out here, man.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo is back with
Woo.
Vampire. I wonder if it's about the same breakup. She's got
oh, yeah, yeah.
Round two of breakup songs about the same guy.
Right.
Sounds like Creep.
I hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, got it.
Cool guy,
got it.
I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. Cause I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst.
I'm picturing this girl coming to see me do stand-up. Just like how quick she would be out of there, like all of her feelings getting trampled on.
I was joking, but it really does sound like it's about the same subject.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, at that age, it could have been a different dude. It's just all happening so fast.
That's true.
That's true. That's true.
Kiss one person, kiss somebody else. I hope she's kissing everybody.
Yeah,
and everybody's trampling everybody. Get out there.
Maybe it's just she's just talking about a Halloween party.
She maybe.
Make out with the vampire guy.
Legit vampire. Oh, my God. I want that for her.
I want that for her.
Eternal love.
Vampire life for her.
Vampire life. She's one of those. I just have to say that as a young performer, I like how salty her voice is already. You don't usually get that combination, and I'm for it. I'm there for
That's
it.
That's true. That's like true. It. She must have, you know, been through something already.
Bloodsucker, fame fucker, bleeding me dry like a goddamn vampire.
Yeah.
She's wow.
Cursing.
She's been
she's growing up.
Yeah.
She might be talking about one of her colleagues or something, Selena Gomez or something.
Ooh.
Could be anybody with a song like that. Could be her personal assistant. I sent you to Erewhon to come back with caviar. You've been gone for 20 minutes. And then she writes vampire while the girl's gone and then plays it for her when she gets back.
It's the worst way to get fired ever.
But,
what'd you get into a conversation with Miley Cyrus out there?
I'm glad that
there?
She's still putting out music.
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo, after what she's been through with her assistant, fuck yeah.
Right, right.
Well, that's the chart.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, hey, listen, with a music chart that healthy, this country's going to continue to kick every other country's ass with this music thing, which we've been doing for a long, long time now. It's our best export. It's the one thing we do consistently well. So congratulations to us.
Congratulations to us. That's real.
Well said.
Even though some of it was actually Mexican music. Congrats to them. They're getting involved as well. There's
yeah.
room for everybody.
I mean, not to go dark, but you know that the Mexican Revolution was only... I was shocked to hear this. It only happened 1910 to 1920. That wasn't that long ago.
Wow, yeah. That's recent.
There's a lot of history there. And there's a lot of shared history between us that is so funny because we don't hear about it that much.
We don't.
A ton, yeah.
And we should take a look at the map before we took all that land.
Right?
It was a whole different maybe, looking continent.
Maybe consider why like half of our territory has Spanish names.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Thank you, California.
So can we
Thank
get you. Some more mariachi mashups up here? I want to keep rolling, keep evolving. Do we have mariachi rap out there yet?
I'm
sure.
There must be somewhere. We haven't heard it on Who Charted, but maybe it's not charting, but maybe it's bubbling.
Maybe it's on the dark web.
Call to the listeners. Dark web. Dark web.
Yeah.
You heard it first. Well,
right on. Congrats to all the nations involved in that chart. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Emily Maya Mills, and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are effing giant. Movies. Yeah.
Movies.
Nice. Woo. Okay. All right. Coming in at number five. First, let me share my screen here.
Okay.
Coming in number five.
Number five.
Transformers Rise of the Beasts.
This is not our war.
Optimus, we must trust each other to protect
the world. Ooh, I like this. The animal Transformers are taking over.
He eats planets. So, like, way bigger than a planet.
That's the only thing I like about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. The whole tone of that one-liner, I can't stand in all these movies.
And it's like these distancing CGI with familiar ass one-liners.
Right.
It's just like everyone scares me out of the theater.
Everyone has the personality of Peter Parker now.
Yeah.
That used to be a unique thing. Just the kind of like teenager.
Yeah. Sassy.
Yeah.
People, I don't think that you guys realize that's the first Transformers written by AI.
Whoa, okay.
I don't know if that's true, but I'm assuming.
If they're listening, great job, you guys. I'm going to go see it twice. They'll start getting like mad at you if you don't go see their movies.
The thing that bothers you, they come for you in your sleep. The thing that bothers me about that one is too fluid for the robot face. Like their speech pattern is just it's that uncanny valley thing where I was like, why are they talking like a 13-year-old boy,
right?
But their face is made of metal.
I think we were talking about that a few episodes back on here, just about they're mechanical, so they should sound somewhat mechanical.
Yeah, pick a lane with
and the jaws should be like sputtering open, you know?
Yeah,
and then they all sound like James Earl Jones in a disembodied studio somewhere. Yeah. Like they're like, hello. It just never sounds like it's coming from the.
Yeah, you know what it sounds like is the guy who did the original Darth Vader voice. Did you ever hear that? The British dude that was like, oh, hello.
Oh, yeah, that's so funny.
That's real weird.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to be so regular.
Yeah. And then it's like, if you're a robot, you don't need to be from space. Right,
right, right.
If you talk, you don't need to be a robot. I don't know.
Pick
there's
a device.
So much going on there.
Yeah, exactly. Too many suspensions.
The whole
of
thing
my
should
disbelief.
Really, it really should just print out a page like a copier. you know.
Yeah, it should fax what it's trying to say. What's it bothering with speech for?
Replace. It should just say like replace printer ink on it.
Just right. Dot matrix spewing.
Telefax.
I love it.
Yeah.
What are you saying, telefax?
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
No hard feelings. This is the first time hearing of this.
Oh, this is yeah.
Mind if I the hard comedy.
Stop, Gary.
Court order for asset seizures.
So they're taking my car?
You went radio silent on me.
Is that what this is about? Just last night, I thought I missed that fucker.
Is that true?
Buongiorno.
That's my cousin. Gary, I swear to God, he's my cousin. He's my second cousin.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
I'm an Uber driver and I don't have a car. I'm going to lose my house.
Wow.
She's banging everything that moves. And this one, it's no hard feelings.
Is that the plot?
Looks like, she's a sex addict or she's using it to get stuff or something.
She's hired. Well, she's ultimately hired by some kid's parents to fuck his nerdy brains out. It's interesting premise.
Okay. Interesting.
So I don't know. I'm like, I'm all for
another reason. I'm mad at my parents these days. They never did anything that for me. I had to go get it myself. Damn them. Cut me a break.
I'm pretty sure suffered abuses. I'm sorry.
How Anthony Kiedis first got laid. That was his
neglect. Neglect.
It's neglect.
His dad like put someone on him.
Is that what made Anthony?
There
Kiedis?
Are these kind of dads that take. Right. Yeah, he was banging Cher or something, wasn't he? But yeah, there are these types of dads who take their son to a whorehouse or stuff like that. I've heard of it in Texas, but both parents. This kid is he like a McLovin? He's just like a.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Still, either way, not romantic. You know what I'm saying? Really ruins the whole, come on.
Right.
Your parents are now involved forever.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Yeah. That's tampering with nature. That's wrong. But I am rooting for the kid and her to get together. So I may check that one out.
I mean, I love a sexy comedy. I love J-Law. We'll see.
Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Elemental.
Disney or Pixar.
Disney.
Pixar.
Meet the residents of Element City. Air usually has their head in the clouds.
Oh, my new jacket.
Earth can be a little seedy.
Nothing weird going on here.
Just a little pudding.
Like this tone of movie should be illegal at this point. Right?
Yeah.
Like the only way you can make these movies different is by changing this tone, because even when they look different, they all still sound the same.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say you just gotta give it to some kind of auteur. Give it to Harmony Korine or something. Give it to some weirdo.
The Spring Breakers of Pixar movies. I love it.
Give it to someone who couldn't make one of these movies if they tried, you know?
Well, remember when they tried to give a Star Wars to the Lord and Phillips dudes and they were like, we'll just kind of improvise with some improvisers. It'll be funny. And they were like, do not do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Fired.
Yes. See, Star Wars fans have already been burned by it going wrong. They're not up for experiments. But
Emily is into all the Star Wars B-sides.
Yep.
Okay. Bring it right on.
Yes. The deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
It's true.
But I don't know. We need to shake it up. There needs to be. What happened in the 70s where the.
Easy Rider, baby.
Yeah. We need an Easy Rider for the Marvel films.
We do. For all of them, Pixar, Marvel.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. I always refer to that as like, that was our impressionist disrupting the salon system, baby. You know, it always happens.
Gotta happen.
Flip it on its head.
Punk rock.
Make a new scene. Yep.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I heard it's the best
being
ever.
Spider-Man is a sacrifice.
You have a choice between saving one person and saving every world.
Send me home.
I can't do that.
I can do both! Spider-Man, always.
Not always.
What about Uncle Ben?
If not for Uncle Ben, most of us wouldn't be here.
I feel like I saw this already. Even though I know this isn't the first one, the Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
If you spun me around and put me in the movies, I'd be like, yeah, I already saw this one.
Well, I heard the difference here is that every dimension has a different form of artwork that is true to some other type of graphic novel, which sounds cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I like
that's
that.
That's cool. What was that one we were seeing? What was that?
It's the newest Spider Metaverse.
No, but what universe? Look like My Little
Pony.
We saw a few different ones,
I think, a few different styles in the characters. You know what's fun about this one? One of the Spider-Mans is our dear friend, Danielle Perez. Great comedian.
She is a
Spider-Man. Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's fun? Fantastic.
Cool, right?
How many Spider-Men are there?
Like 15?
Holy shit.
I made up that number, but awesome. I might be right.
Wow. Congrats. Is that number one?
No. Coming in at number one, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Number one.
Surprise! I'm retiring.
Well, in that case, what are we drinking?
Same for the goddaughter.
Dad told me you found something on a train during the war. A dial that could change the course of history.
Why are you chasing the thing that drove your father crazy?
Don't move.
We need to get out of here.
Stop!
Sorry.
Helena! Have either of you seen this yet?
I have not. Is it supposed to be good?
I haven't really heard any of the reviews for it. I'm interested in it. I don't know. I'll check it out.
You've heard it's not good, Emily?
No, I haven't heard it's not good. I had a similar feeling where I was like, why do I have no sense of if this is a good or desirable or supposed to be fun? Or I have no sense. Yeah. Except that from that, I like that it doesn't seem like Harrison Ford has been propped up like a skeleton with his mouth moving.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of older actors that
like Pacino and De Niro.
Leave him alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He seems like he's in there. He's inside of that body.
It doesn't look like they're CGIing like a new face onto him.
Right. Exactly. He's really
I'm seeing a 68 on Rotten Tomatoes. So people aren't saying it's great. They're saying it's okay.
Hmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might be timing out on the IP, right? It's like it's supposed to be for kids, but these kids are so far away.
Yeah, the
from
kids
it
aren't into it. Yeah, also like I don't know, any kind of that fun feeling you have of there's the original guy. Like sometimes you get it in Star Wars when you see Luke or Han.
Yeah,
but I don't think you get that with these movies. Like, oh, there's Indy.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's old and he talks like this.
Yeah,
been banging Calista Flockhart all day. What's doing?
There's a time where I would have gotten that, but it somehow passed.
Yeah, like 20 years. Yeah, right. Like when he did the Shia LaBeouf one, like, you know.
Yeah, that was garbage. Back,
there was a while back ago. But
we
that
got
was probably
by
the,
that one.
The thing I feel like with the Indiana Jones ones is how do you, like, is the Dial of Destiny a real historic object? Because how do you, like, top the Holy Grail?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Once you find the Ark of the Covenant, it's hard to just find, oh, there's this little dial that does something. Like,
once you find the Holy Grail, you have to go into prequels.
Yes.
And use that CGI on Harrison Ford's face.
But wait, the Ark of the Covenant is not the same as the Holy Grail, is it?
Well, the Last Crusade was about the Holy Grail.
Oh, is that the third one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Famously, not the last, as it turns out.
Right. Yeah, there's like five now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to top that. I mean, Magna Carta, what are you going to find? Declaration of Independence, they did that with Independence Day. When it comes to real artifacts, the Shroud of Turin, how do you go bigger?
I mean, You go underwater to figure out what the aliens have been putting down there. Okay.
Whoa. The testicle of Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get a little unproven there, a little theoretical.
I guess that's what those—that's what the submersible guys were doing. They went down into the ocean for secrets.
I really
did not come back.
My first guess when they went missing, I was like, they got snatched up because that's where they're all hanging out. The extraterrestrials.
By what?
Extraterrestrials.
Oh, aliens. Oh, USOs. You're a believer.
They're down Why there.
Wait a minute. You're saying that that's aliens what? Come from space, but then they just chill in the ocean?
Yeah.
That's See, now my, you're a double.
That's what my brother believes. For real. Yeah. They're called USO. He thinks that they're down in the ocean.
For I mean, sure. For
it's
sure.
It's like... Already with aliens, you have the fact that nothing's verifiable.
Right.
And then you're going to add in that, well, they are here. Okay, where are they? No, dude, they're down deep in the
they're
ocean.
They're too far down to see.
Well, when you think of it, when you think of it, though, where's the best hiding spot? That I will say
But then
say
why
that.
Come here and hide, though?
Well, that's true. That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
when,
I mean,
when we talk about Mars, we're never going. All right, go up there and just hide.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right, right. Like,
we got to figure out how to dig ditches.
Hide
and hide
for a billion years.
Yeah, just go and hide. So it was like when I would think sometimes as a kid, like Hitler's in my behind my shower curtain, or I would think stuff like that.
Right,
and then I would think to myself, like, why would he wait? Why? What's he standing there
right.
for?
Right. So yeah, same with my. Tupac,
especially
Cuba thing.
Hitler.
Like where
you had Tupac. You were
well, you know,
of?
I mean, like I like to still hold out hope that Tupac's in Cuba, but like, okay, what's he waiting right. for?
Yeah, what's he doing? Elvis, same thing. How old's he gonna get before he goes? Hey, just a goof.
Yeah, Jim Morrison is very old at this point.
Yeah,
right.
It's too late for a comeback. He's got to watch Dial of Destiny and see that.
And the weight of that tomb above him probably got really heavy after a while.
Right.
That's so funny, Howard, that you imagined it to be Hitler himself. Like, yeah, I always thought of like Freddy Krueger and stuff, but to think like
Hitler's real.
There's
That's
so
what
many,
I mean.
Like, there's so much there, like that would bring Hitler himself into your. Closet or whatever. Like,
right.
So
yeah,
much would have
you
had
know
to
him as bad. Well, yeah, that would have to go down. But I used to think Jaws was going to come in too. Like the wall's going to open up and ocean water's going to pour in.
Oh, wow.
And Jaws would come
in. In your bedroom at night?
Yeah, but it's like, it's not as real of a fear as like, someone's back there. Who is it? Hitler.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean, I like that you knew who to fear. You had
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
They didn't sugarcoat any of that stuff. Found out about it early and often. Mm-hmm. There was
right.
the Holocaust.
That's a sign of maybe too early of an education.
Exactly. I was traumatized from all angles.
My version of that was we went to see Beach Boys concerts a lot when I was little because my aunt dated the keyboardist. And
Whoa,
they had
awesome.
It was yeah, they had we saw them in the round at San Jose and like they had Brian Wilson cool. out there like just kind of like half knocked out. His hands are moving above the keyboard and he's
Weekend at Bernie's style.
Muppy. Yeah. Very Muppety, very
air
Muppety.
Guitar.
And I said to my dad, I was like, what's wrong with him? He's like, drugs. So I was like, drugs. He's like, I was like, oh no. He's like, he had a brother too, but he's dead. I was like, from what? He's like, drugs, drinking and drugging. He drowned drinking and drugging. That's what drugs. It was like. I was eight. I was like, okay.
Yeah. They're like, good vibrations.
You're getting concerts are fun. Wow. Thanks.
I love Surfer Girl.
I love it too. Catch a Wave's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trauma at a concert.
But then, yeah. Then later, it's Mike Love who's like the worst member of the band.
Yeah.
He was leading it at the time. Yeah. Right. He was fronting at the time. A lot less
Such a great, great name for an evil guy. Mike Love from the Beach Boys. And it turns out he's evil.
Yeah. Then he's the MAGA guy.
That's great. Was that number one?
That was number one, Indiana Jones.
Wow. Wow. Bringing them back into the theaters. And, we'll see if that continues throughout the summer. Maybe it will. But we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. I'll bet we did.
Well, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Howard's first pick, Ryan Bingham. With Where My Wild Things Are.
Okay.
I like that title. Should we guess? Should we do the country guess?
This one isn't so much about a guess, right. But you could if you want.
I guess we know where his wild things are.
Yeah.
Is it somewhere where there's also a party?
Hopefully. All right, here we go. I met him. He performed on Improv for Humans.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, recorded him.
Oh, I got to talk to Besser about this one. Against whistling, but this one's a banger.
Yeah, it's a good beat.
Love it, yeah.
It's got a different sound for a country song.
Totally.
That's why I didn't think it was real guessable, because it's just kind of like, it's not one of those on-the-nose country songs.
Yeah.
But this thing just keeps on grinding away. No bridge, just keeps on trugging along. It's really a good song.
Yeah, I love a little built-in nostalgia, too. That feeling like it's timeless.
Yeah, because he's out in the woods. He's walking with owls and animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some whimsy under the night sky.
Now, when he did Improv for Humans, he's not really like a country artist, right? He's more like how did he come to be on there? Because he doesn't have country guys on.
He has country guys on all the time.
Well, I mean, Americana guys. But
right.
Okay. So that's his niche. He's more one of those.
Yeah, you're talking about Ryan Bingham, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty country. It's like, you know, alt country or whatever you'd call it.
Nashville.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Nashville.
And I just remember when he sang, it was just like his throat was just like full of nails.
Yeah.
Full scratch.
I want that. I want full pack of Marlboro Reds in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
My singers.
He's been through stuff like Olivia Rodrigo.
Everybody he smooched last summer burned him.
Yeah. He's selling his he said, she said songs. But Yeah, I'm interested to see what Matt likes from him, because that's we don't usually intersect.
Well, coming.
Oh, you're saying you and Besser intersect on that song. That's
yeah, or that artist. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Cool. I'll send you my mixes. I was pretty proud of it.
Thank you. Okay. Nice.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is the band is Public Body, and the song is "Break from Life."
When things aren't so complicated,
yeah,
life drifts into the abyss. Taking a break from life, I'm taking a break from life. Devil makes work for idle thumbs, and mine are picked to the bone. I'm getting bed sores from sitting here.
I like it.
I don't know if you heard the lyric, but he's taking a break from life.
Yeah.
He's taking a break from life.
Yeah.
Staring at his phone.
This was your
pick?
Not
going to be restful.
Oh. Yeah.
You should meditate instead.
Our songs have a good amount of overlap in the Venn diagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
In fact, I think that there is a band that I would refer to as, you're not going to hear it as much in the one that I picked, but influential, I feel like, to both of them.
Okay.
So that'll be a little mystery.
Ooh.
Right on. Well, I always feel like these bands sound like Art Brut. I don't know if you remember them, but they were like a band that kind of did monologues over music. And there's a lot of bands like that now in England that are doing it in different ways. But
doing it well.
The British accent really lends itself to just kind of
talking. Queen's Englishing all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a guy with a British accent and kind of a meaty voice,
swag.
Yeah. A little swag. You could just be in any band you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, weirdly, when I grew up, I only listened to rap and hip hop until I was in my 20s. So I had no reference for any other style of
music. Wow.
And then when I came across punk,
That's wild.
I like this. Why do I like this? And there was something about punk where it's like, it's rhythmic and people are just fucking getting mad. And I was like, there is some relationship there.
Totally.
It's just cathartic.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
Here's Emily's pick. Let's hear the similarities. Volcano. You just pronounce it volcano?
They're Swedish, so I'm assuming volcano. Oh,
volcano.
Don't disturb me when I'm chilling.
I'm chilling. That's dope. That's a fun one.
It's a fun one. I love that song.
That's cool.
I love it. I feel like it represents the loners. There's not enough representation of loners in pop music, you know?
Right. I felt like I was dating Bjork there for a second.
Just a little voice in there.
What she said. Yeah.
So what's the common band, you think, the influence?
The chilling and the taking a break, right?
Well, that's a common theme, but I think to me there was a little bit of Spanx in both of them. Like remember Spanx was like always kind of a little funny, but not in a way that was obnoxious. And so they're just being silly, you know? Maybe next week, maybe 2020.
It's whenever,
be like, maybe I'll make, maybe just don't call me.
Yeah.
So. Who's Spanx? I don't know them.
I actually don't know them either.
Oh, they're like an 80s band, and they're great. Oh, sure. Like, they're great musically.
Oh, you mean Sparks? Sparks.
Oh, yeah, 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 Sparks. Sorry. It's Spanx. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, the underwear band. You guys aren't into the underwear band?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the female.
I'm seeing Sparks in a couple band. Weeks.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Sparks is, it's quirky. It's fun.
I will, yeah. I'll deliver that.
Thanks.
I'll throw a note on stage.
Where am I, Spark?
You guys are really influential, Spanx. Yeah, no, it definitely sounds like Sparks or that like era.
Era, yeah.
Just having hard. A little fun, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. There's something
cheeky,
Little cheeky, exactly. I feel like it might just be me, but maybe it's the mood that we're all in, but like if I'm watching a drama and there's no jokes, there's no levity, I'm like, this is just a drama with no levity is just bad in my opinion. So it's like, that's what I
even Jaws has it. There's moments of jokes,
moments of joy, moments of jokes, moments of joy between moments the munchings.
Okay, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This one I really feel good about. This is Sweeping Promises with Petite Four. Singing at some point.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool, right?
It's fun.
I feel like all of them so far are like very dancing by yourself in your room all weekend, just being weird as fuck.
Yeah, isolate. Yep.
That one to me sounded genuinely from like early 80s. Like I had to question whether it was an old song.
Yeah, it had that production, that underground.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of Missing Persons a little bit.
What was the name of the group?
Sweeping Promises.
Nice one.
Where are they from?
I have no idea. They're on Sub Pop.
The internet. They're from the internet.
Feel a little British, maybe?
Oh, looks like Arkansas.
Wow. Wouldn't have guessed that.
No. It was a real Besser heavy episode.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, seriously.
he's controlling the charts.
Yeah, we gotta let him know this happened.
He will be very excited when I tell him this band's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's second pick. This is Blur with St. Charles Square.
They're back.
They're back.
Just like a scary monsters kind of sound.
Yeah.
I fucked up. I'm not the first to do it. Must look go now.
Even he's doing the talky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off the wall, bitch.
The wall.
I'm fixtures and fittings now.
The Blur, I trust them. Big
cool.
Blur fan. I don't know. You just trust her when it comes out that it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad they put it out. I like Blur way better than I like
Oasis.
What's it called? No, you know, the cartoons. The, you know,
oh, Gorillaz.
Demon with the Gorillaz. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that because it's usually Gorillaz.
I'm surprised going to back hear that, to Blur. Because
of the hip-hop thing. Hip-hop, but you know what it's like? I always thought, because I love Blur, and then Gorillaz to me sounded like lazier Blur, and he didn't bother writing any verses. Just let the rapper do
Interesting.
It. I just, it's like, it felt more formulaic, whereas Blur felt like, I don't know where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Channeling a little bit.
But, hey, Billie Eilish is a massive Gorillaz fan, so what am I talking about?
Something there.
I feel still late to the Blur bandwagon, because that song, the woohoo, like that was everywhere, and I didn't like that song as much.
Yeah, that was late, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like now whenever I hear Blur songs I missed out on, I'm like, oh, that's great. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear that? Yeah.
They're great on their own just as a catalog, but then also to watch a documentary about the war going on between them and Oasis.
Oh, yeah.
And just the singles and the different stratas of society that they represented. Super, super great.
I mean, Blur's got to just win that one just on the basis of originality, right? Like, Oasis was so weighed down by just being like Beatles knockoffs. You never heard that.
Right, but it was sort of the idea of like the working class versus the art school boys. Mm-hmm. And it's just like Oasis was just like so obviously salt of the earth and like, you know, and then Blur is more like a heady kind of band. I don't know. There's a lot of different angles on it, but really
nicely
good time in England.
Wrapped up songs and movies together here for your this month.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that.
Right on. Check it out. Good documentary. Emily, so excited to have you back on the charts. Super fun. I know you're out there pounding it, doing a lot of live performing. People can go see you if they come through LA and other places.
Come see me pound that ass. Yes. Yeah. Come out.
Pounding it.
Mm-hmm. We're at Frogtown at Spoke Bicycle Cafe, second Saturdays in LA.
Right. Check that out. Super fun show. And start.
Yeah, check out Play It By Ear on Dropout TV. You can see me make up songs with some brilliant improvisers. And check out Comedy Bang Bang World, as always. And check out Who Charted Pod, where you can get this show without ads. You can get bonus shows every week called Two Charted.
And
Preem Streams. You can get the whole catalog. You can get all the Preem Streams, everything.
Tons of content, gang. Go back 10 years. See what we were talking about 10 years ago this week. See if our predictions came true.
We haven't had a chart almanac for a while, but that's something that one listener, Scotty Pavolny, sends in for Two Charted that we'll go over once in a while.
Yeah, nice. We'll do 10 years back. Super fun to do. Ooh. Thank you for that, Scotty, of course. And also, check out Drop Date Duel every week. Two albums doing battle, brand new albums going head to head. Also, check out Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. Big money to be made if you listen to that show. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.